Okay. All right. Welcome. I'm so happy, ladies. What beautiful faces and what beautiful time we're going to have together. I'm Sierra Sullivan, for those of you that perhaps maybe don't know or found me somewhere on the crazy World Wide Web, or Le Face, as somebody was calling it the other day, Le Facebook. So tonight's call is what I'm calling the Love Up, where hearts rise together. And what I felt inspired, as many of you probably read, and that's why you're here, I was feeling really, really inspired, especially the last couple weeks. I've been going through my own, I like to say, an energetic upgrade and evolution of my own body, mind, and spirit. And when it really hit me from sort of left field, I got a little blindsided by my emotions, which, you know, tends to happen every now and again, even though I'm really good at tracking my cycles and understanding my moods and being equanimous to the various ups and downs of life. You just can't help it sometimes. Emotions just wallop us. And that's really the beauty, the power, and sometimes the downside, depending on how you look at it, of being a woman. So what I really sat with, two things, actually. I'll be totally transparent. One, I sat with feeling, I posted something online, a video of me just feeling that, and I got so many great responses about, well, you know, am I feeling this? And so everybody else is probably feeling this, because we're not living in a vacuum here. We're not alone out there, even though at times it can absolutely feel lonely and separate and whatever else the world wants us to believe, the Matrix world, as I like to say. And, but I posted, and I was so touched by how many women were feeling the same feelings, and for various reasons and, at various times, but it had me just reconnect to the power of oneness, right? The unity. Like if I'm feeling it, you're probably feeling it, world's feeling it. So let's come together and feel together. Let's have deeper conversations where we can address these issues and do it in a face-to-face forum of sorts. It's, you know, virtual, but that's the beauty of the modern world. And then secondary, I honestly, part of what I was feeling as well, which was causing some of my upheaval, was there's some events and offerings that I have coming up, and I didn't want to do the usual, hey, come to this event, and hey, here's another event. And I just thought, you know, what if I did it differently? What if I just showed up in service and in 100% giving space without trying to get anything or try to get somebody to come and do something or know about something? Now, that being said, I'm going to share on these calls all sorts of fabulous things that are going on, and you can choose to interact and show up and play with me as you see fit. But I didn't want to just put more noise into the field. I didn't want to put more invitations. We are all so busy and so full and have such rich lives that it doesn't help to just put more information, even if it is information you want to know about. And I thought, well, what better way to be of service, to get even my needs met, to have a platform to serve, to give my wisdom, my gifts, because if I don't, I feel stifled and it kind of backfires. And to gather women, right? One of the major messages and missions in my life is when the going gets tough, or something needs to be created, or an idea needs to be sprouted, or emotions need to be felt, gather the women, right? Gather the women, save the world, which is actually a book by Jean Shinoda Bolen. And it really is the power that we have as women, right? We need to gather. We need to gather as often as possible, and we need to have safe spaces to share what's going on. So that's really the intention. And then the name came to me. I was like, oh, let's call it the Love Up, because we just need to be loved up. We just need a little extra love. We need to love up ourselves. We need to love up our situations. We need to love up our emotions. We need to love up our friends and our family. We need to even love up Donald Trump, as much as that might sound crazy to some of you, right? We just got to love it up. So let's love it up. Because like I said, when hearts rise together, we all win. We all win. So that's really the intention for tonight. I'm going to share a little bit about my own process around tonight's theme. Each week we'll have a different theme. And I have a few that I mapped out from some questions that I've been asking those of you that are on my community list, those of you that have been in my Fun Fab Girlfriends list. You know, I've been asking, like, what is the question that I really want to know is, you know, what does your heart yearn for? And often this can be the same answer, but it also can be a separate answer. What is your heart aching over, right? What is aching you? And I think those are the topics that I'm most interested in exploring and sharing and discussing. And when appropriate, you know, obviously giving as many of the tools and wisdoms that I have an arsenal, as many of you on this call know, I have an arsenal of tools and tips and techniques and ways of being and perspectives that can absolutely help us evolve as women at this particular time. And what's the point of having them all if I can't share them? And I'm actually tired of trying to share them in a way that is trying to get something as I shared. So here I am, here you are. Thanks for being here. Thanks for giving this kickoff call a purpose. And I'm so excited to hear from all of you and offer whatever love and support I can. And these calls will go weekly. My commitment is at least to test it out till the end of the year, every Monday, most likely at this time, although we may adjust it. Maybe we'll go a little later for some of the people on the West Coast, but maybe we'll go a little earlier for some people on the East Coast. I'm not really sure. We'll sort of navigate and adjust as needed based on who shows up and what's being asked. So, but for now, for this week, for next week, we're going to be doing it at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And sometimes too, want to add this in, I will have my man Rano join me. So he is not here tonight with us. I wanted to just sort of anchor in the sisterhood, but we will be sprinkling him in as, again, many of you on this call know, he is a sage, beautiful man who has so much wisdom to share. And it's an absolute treat to hear the masculine perspective with many of the topics that we'll be talking about and addressing over these several weeks. So be on the lookout for that. I'll make sure in the announcement you know what calls he'll be on and what calls he won't be on. Sometimes it's just time for the sisters to just gather. So it'll be, you know, fun with Rano and fun with me and fun with each other one way or the other. I think there was one dangling participle I meant to say before. Let me see. I'm talking so fast. I'm so excited. I think like I was saying, I've gotten a lot of ideas of topics, and I'm open to whatever topics you're feeling called to explore. So both here in the forum, you know, before the end of the night, you could type in a couple topics in the Fun Fab Femme Girlfriends group, which I think many of you are a part of. I'll put threads. There's a thread in there right now, but you know, we'll find ways to have you be able to submit topics that are important to you, and then we'll weave them in, because this is not about what I think is important. This is about what you're needing, what you're desiring, what we collectively are needing. So just know that that's a welcome invitation to request whatever topics. Okay, so actually, I'm going to do a little grounding before we step into tonight's topic, because tonight's topic is really about how to navigate the pain that we see in the world and how to really keep it together during the intensities that we're seeing in all sorts of forms, and for yourself, and of course for your loved ones, for your commitments, for your projects, for your, you know, the things that you need to have energy and availability for. So it's a pretty big topic. It's riddled with lots of sadness, given the state of the world affairs. So let's do a little grounding, and we'll always do a little grounding. So I invite you to, if you are in a safe space to do so, close your eyes, sit comfortably with your back upright, feet on the ground, if that feels comfortable for you. I know I often sit cross-legged, so if that's more comfortable, that's fine as well. But tonight I got my feet on the ground because I'm wanting to connect in with this Mother Earth energy and to really feel myself rooted. So just take a moment to connect with your divine breath. To just allow the life force energy of breath to move through you in whatever way possible. Maybe you just need a little bit of a sigh to become more present. And maybe you need a slightly lengthier inhale, a little more oxygen coming into your lungs in this moment, more than you may have taken in all day. So just feel into your body, feel into what it might be needing in relationship to your breath, and give yourself that. Give yourself whatever rhythmic breath that feels good, that feels pleasurable, that feels enriching, energizing, awakening, releasing. You know, I mean, that whole bit of just becoming aware of this beautiful life force of breath in and of itself can be a powerful, powerful tool. One that I know I sometimes forget, even in my glory of knowledge. So just take this moment to breathe. With every exhale, allow yourself to just drop anything that does not serve you. Just notice it just falling away with each exhale, noticing if your shoulders can just drop a little bit more, if you can relax a little bit more in your jaw, in your belly, relieving any noticeable tension as best as you can, just allowing yourself to become present and available to this time together. And we're just going to do a little body scan. So just begin at the tips of your toes and just scan upward and notice anything that might stick out. Maybe there's a little ache in the knee. See if you can breathe a little energy into wherever you're noticing extra tension or a little ache or a little tenderness. And just say hello and see if you can surrender a bit of that with the exhale. And just slowly guiding your own way and your own pace up your body, stopping at any point that you feel excess of energy, pain, tension, any stuckness, and just, again, just acknowledging. You're not trying to fix or change anything right now. You just want to bring some extra breath, some extra life force into that space as best as you can for just a moment, releasing with your breath anything that can be released, and then continuing your scan. Becoming present to each and every place in your body that might need just a little extra attention in this moment. Again, breathing in and releasing, and then continuing the scan. All the way up through your belly, through your ribs, your heart, the back, your shoulders, not forgetting your hands and your arms. Again, wherever you are in your body, it's perfectly on point. Just covering every ounce of your body. We'll just do this for about another minute. Just finding those spots, lovingly bringing attention and breath. And release and surrender. Until you're all the way, make your way up to the very top of your head. So another 30 seconds or so to guide yourself on up. Always feeling the connection to your sit bones, and if your feet are on the floor, feeling the connection to Mother Earth below us, loving up our bodies. And then when we're at the top of our heads, expanding all that energy out the top of our crown, up towards the heavens, up towards the higher parts of ourselves. Connecting both the stars, the moon, the sun, the celestial bodies and beings with this planet, with this physical plane. And just go ahead and do imagine just like a ring of energy, sort of like wah, 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 just down, back, just scanning one more time, not stopping, but just noticing down from your head to your feet, and then back up from your feet to your head, couple more times, just like a little body scanner, just scanning and cleansing and drawing energy up when you're coming up. A couple more times in your mind's eye, staying connected to your breath, connected to your sit bones, connected to the heavens, allowing that energy to move through you. Okay, so let's just together take a couple of breaths. On your next exhale, deep breath in. Ah, yeah. Releasing, deep breath in. And releasing. And one last breath. Let's make that one count. See if you can even hold it in. Suck in more air. And then when you release it, let it go with a nice big sigh. Yeah, beautiful. And just shake, shake, shake a little bit. Shake, 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 shake. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Shake yourself back into open eyes, availability for this time. All right, that's better, right? Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right, so again, tonight's topic is really about what do we do to navigate this pain that we might be feeling and, you know, keep it together or fall apart, but consciously fall apart while this is all going on. And I'm just going to share a little bit of some of my wisdom and my awarenesses of that, and then we'll get right into the questions and guidance part of this, support piece of this.
Sierra.
Yes.
The person on the 626 phone number is not muted.
Oh, hello. All right.
Tell them how to mute on the phone.
Yes. Hello, 626.
Oh, I can do that.
Sorry. All right. Perfect. That's okay.
Thanks.
Thanks. All right. Just keep a little background noise from getting in the way. All right. So as I mentioned in the whole impetus for these weekly calls is I had just come from a week of spending a week with my dad, who is like addicted to news. I mean, it's like 24/7. He's on the news constantly. And so I do my best to stay abreast of situations at times, but I'm realizing now is not the time to stay abreast of the news, you know? And so I had just come off of a week with him, and then I got to the next part of our journey and of spending time with Rano's parents. And I went from, you know, Democrat to Republican consciousness, you know, and very different perspectives and intensities coming from both parties and perspectives from people that I love dearly. And it was a lot. And I've also been dealing with some physical stuff that's manifested as a result of, you know, just being a deeply feeling person on this planet as we are. We're women and we feel so much. And even if we're not potentially cognizant of what we're processing in our bodies, we are processing so much as women. We are like the filters of the emotional realm. And oftentimes we're picking up energy from the world at large that doesn't even belong to us, and not really sharing what the hell to do with it at times, or thinking it does belong to us and realizing it doesn't belong to us, or then sometimes thinking it doesn't belong to us when it actually does belong to us. It can be very confusing. And I hit sort of like, I could call this little skid patch. And Rano, being the beautiful man that he is, my husband, who will, you know, like I said, I'll be sprinkling him in for these calls every couple of weeks or so, realized very quickly that it was essential for me to feel my emotions in that moment, because it was just, they were just coming up. And so I did. I took a full day. I took more than that, but that day that I was like, what's happening? Why am I feeling all these emotions all of a sudden? I remember I laid my blanket out on the grass outside, and I laid under a tree, and I just breathed in the air, and I just allowed the emotion to move through me, just sobbing and asking, actually, which is not something I have often in the past remembered to do, but really asking for support from Mother Nature. And really asking Mother Nature to say, just take this from me. Like, I give you my tears almost as an offering. And I didn't know why I was crying, and it didn't matter, right? It doesn't matter half the time. It's a crygasm, as I like to say. It's just a raw expression of emotion. And yes, there were a lot of reasons. I had gotten over inundated with news. I was so tired. I couldn't even turn on Facebook without seeing arguments about who should be kneeling and who should be not kneeling and why, whatever, and president, not president, and oh my God, this natural disaster and that natural disaster, and somebody else just lost their home. And right? It's like, what do we do with this? And I chose to feel. I chose to feel it. I chose to express it. And it had to be intentionally. And I know some of you have been in programs with me where this is a really, a proactive thing that I invite in all of you. And that is something that I want to invite in all of you, because if we don't allow ourselves to feel the anger, the rage. I mean, let's just, the hurt, the sadness, the despair, the loss, the helplessness, you name it. Like, there's so many emotions that are running so high in the world alone. And we get impacted by it. What I felt as I was literally laying on that grass, and some little bugger was literally like stinging at me. I don't even know what it was. Maybe it was a black fly. I don't know, but it kept like stinging at me. It was, of course, perfect. Like, thank you, black fly, for whatever you were, for this medicine. Because I felt so deeply how often we get stung in a day. We'll see something online and it's like, ooh, or somebody will say something to us that doesn't feel good, or we won't speak up for our needs. Right? Or we'll eat that sugar that we've been so good about not eating, or whatever the case may be. And how many moments go through a day that we just get, it's like just a little sting, and it's just a little sting, and it's just a little sting, until eventually we're just filled with poison, right? Filled with the sting of life. And there's nothing more we can do other than to feel it or be poisoned by it. And there's a lot of ways that we can support that, but the number one thing is to give ourselves permission to feel, first and foremost, because it isn't going to go away, right? It's not going to just conveniently stop being there. The only way to release that toxicity, whether it be our own self-inflicted beliefs about ourselves or negative self-talk, or the ways we beat ourselves up, or the ways that we are just feeling the injustice of the world, or whatever it may be, or even the injustice of a situation in your life or anything, it builds up. And if we don't take the time to release it, that's when disease manifests. That's when illness comes. That's when meltdowns happen. That's when breakdowns happen. And breakdowns to breakthrough, great. And what if we actually didn't have to, if we actually, like I like to say, take the sick day before the sick day takes you. It's really important. It's actually non-negotiable. And I even teach this, and I still have trouble implementing this in my own life, because it's easy to be the tough girl, and we're strong. Like, that's the beauty of women. Like, there's a reason why we're the ones who were chosen to give birth, because we can handle that. Right? We can handle monthly bleeds. We can handle the depth of the pain of the world. It was given to our particular sex and species. So yes, we have the strength. And there comes a point where we can't hold it. We're not meant to hold it. We're not meant to have stiff necks and crooked hips and, bladder infections and, complete, gray hairs that come out of nowhere, wrinkles that show, like, it's not, obviously, things happen, wrinkles happen, but it's because we think we can hold so much. And I literally have been holding, as long as I can remember, the weight of the world on my shoulders. My 5 years ago, Rana wrote a song for me to release the need to carry the weight of the world on my shoulders, because of how much I felt responsible. Even in my work, to do something about it. So, the number one thing that I said and will say again is, where can we create more opportunities to feel? Like, where can we carve out a little bit of space, even if we're having to lock ourselves in the bathroom and stomp our feet, or in our bedroom and thrash around, or get in our car and scream at the top of our lungs, you know, to a song, or just scream, or it's imperative that we release. Look what Mother Nature's doing. Mother Nature is releasing, and she's doing it wrathfully, right? Things are burning, things are quaking, things are flooding. And that's a metaphor for what happens when we are in right? Volcanoes are erupting. And if we don't channel it in the right way consciously, it will be destructive. And it'll either be destructive to us or to those we love or to projects that we're involved in or people we care about, all relationships that we're in. You know, it could be meltdown central, right? We can cause our own floods, our own earthquakes, our own hurricanes, our own, you know, fires. It ain't pretty. So we've got to learn to feel. We've got to learn to feel. And one of the ways that I have learned to do this is through song, right? I have a playlist that I've created, and I will at least minimally give myself a 3-song gamut when I'm really feeling like, fuck, what can I do here? And it's a sad song, it's an angry song, and it's usually an evocative song. And whatever order I feel like going in, if I just need to cry, I'll cry. If I need to stomp, I'll stomp. Rage, you know, and if I just need to just bring it back with like an evocative, like a sia, like chandelier or something, you know, something to just bring me into my power again. So one of the tips that I would recommend is have your 3-song playlist, like at any time, just like dial it in on your Spotify and have it in your iTunes and have it ready to go. Because at the very minimum, if you can allow the music to move you, even just in the car, just safely, you don't need to get all crazy about it. And I recommend going as far as you can. I actually talked to Crystal recently about doing swamp parties. Like, soon I want to start physically gathering women and doing swamp parties, because we don't realize how much is pent up. And it's easy to just be like, oh, no, that was yesterday's problem. Today I'm perfectly fine. Well, if you didn't solve yesterday's problem and you didn't feel yesterday's problem, it's probably going to show up again, even when you feel better today, because that's what happens. We're like a storage unit of emotions. It's swirling, and then we'll get those extra little stings, and then boom, we burst. So how can we mitigate that? How can we feel that? How can we be more in tune? Because if it's happening out there on this planet, it's because we are not allowing the flow to happen. And I'm a huge believer, and many of you have heard me say this quote, because I say it pretty much every time I do any sort of anything, of this quote, we are not in the world is in us, right? So whatever we're seeing outside of us, as awful as it is, yes, we can certainly contribute money, contribute time. Yes, we can, help lend a helping hand, be an activist, whatever we need to create. And where can you mitigate the destruction that is happening? If you're seeing it out there, it's obviously happening in some form in here. And where do we need to look? Where can we dig deep? And at least the first thing is giving yourself permission to feel. Just give yourself permission to feel. So the biggest tip in this moment is your 3-song playlist. That can be your go-to song. One of my favorites is the one that always gets me going with tears. I just could cry just even mentioning it, is the Adele song, Hello. Like, that song just busts me up every time. Like, it's just so emotive to me. So I know you all have that one song that you can cry on a dime to. Have that in your arsenal. Have that in your tool belt and bust it out. And just, even if you can't find your own tears, allow the music to move you into the tears. And then my rage song is Nine Inch Nails. I freaking love Nine Inch Nails. I mean, nothing like little Trent Reznor to like call in the anger and call in the rage. And when I need to get pissed, I fucking put on Nine Inch Nails and I stomp around and I get pissed. And it saves my husband from getting the wrath of it. Or some unsuspecting person, which I'm pretty good at not doing. But, you know, you get the point, right? So your home play, and obviously there'll be more home play as we dive into the questions and each of you and how I can support you. But the general home play for all of us is to get your three song playlist, and then we can head over to the Fun Fab Girlfriends group, which is where we can all dialogue more about how we're doing from week to week. Share your playlists, share how it's been. So I encourage, I want to inspire, I invite any of you when the going gets tough, to get your playlist. And the second thing I'll say is freaking unplug from the news. Really, I literally unsubscribed. I was getting Amazon, something from Amazon. I was getting the Washington Post. I was becoming, first it was very amusing. I was very amused by what was going on. And then I became deeply infected by what was going on. And I realized, oh no, I don't have the capacity right now for this poison. I just don't. And if I'm going to create a different world, I need to be putting my attention on that different world, not on the world and its, and how messed up it perceivably is right now. So unplug from the news, unplug from as much as you can, take in very small doses. If you have to look at something for whatever reason, take it in very small doses. I highly recommend that. Now is not the time to be inundated by the news. Believe me, if something important is happening, you will know about it. I trust in your divine flow. And I know each of you trusts in your divine flow in some capacity. So unplug, unsubscribe from things, unplug from the news, don't pay attention to it. Do what you need to do to be right with your own self. So, all right, I got some, I'm just going to mute everybody, manage participants here and a little background noise. If you're not muted, just mute yourself, please. I'm just going to mute all just to do that. Cool. All right. So I want to now make it all about you. I've given you my soliloquy and, for the next, 30, 40, 50 minutes, however long, is an opportunity for me to, you to just, it doesn't even have to be a question, honestly. We'll keep it to, maybe like a 5 minute, or so, I don't know. I'll kind of just vibe the feeling because it's the first one I'm doing. So I'm not sure how to manage the time fully yet, but, just to really share what may be up for you. It could be specifically around this topic. It could be really anything that's just present for you. I don't need all of the backstory. So we'll just, we'll learn a little brevity, we'll say it as succinctly as we can, while also honoring what needs to be said. And then I will share whatever wisdom and resources, tools, teachings, books, songs, whatever I've got, I will share with you if you're desiring that. Sometimes you might just need to speak and just be heard. So just in your sharing, just let me know what your request is. It can be in the beginning, it can be after you're done. You just let me know. And the only thing, and somebody, Amory, yes, and so let me just say this before we dive in. Amory asked, can you explain a swamp party? So swamp party is something that I learned from Mama Gina and the School of Womanly Arts. She's a great resource if none of you have ever checked her out. And it's something that I figured out on my own, but I love her term. I love the term swamp party. Swamp. It's really like consciously putting yourself in the muck, right? Consciously going, you know what? I'm going to go into the depths of the swampy emotions and I'm going to create that. And so when I say swamp party, it means getting a bunch of women together to go there together, right? To put on the song list, the playlist, and to ride the waves of our emotion together. So that would be the definition of a swamp party. But you can have a swamp party of one, right? And that's what I just said. The three song playlist, you just get your swamp party of one and rock that one out. That's hopefully that answered the question. Let me just see if there's any other. Oh yeah. And Crystal Rose actually, put recommending listening to Rise Sister Rise on Audible. That is, I've started that as well. Thank you, Crystal. It's actually really, really good. It's a little bit like, damn it, I could have written that book. So it puts a little fire under my ass. but it is a beautiful, book about, what's happening and, how we can all contribute our magic and our medicine in a new way and the rise of this time and why this work, this deep work and this connection with sisterhood is so, so important. And, So now I am just going to, I forget, I haven't used Zoom in a while. So I forget if it's *6 or, so what I'm just going to have you, let me see, we've got a couple people on phone, so it won't work to put it in the chat. So I think, why don't you just go ahead and unmute yourself if you have a question. And if some more than one of you go at once, I will, I'll just say we'll start with so-and-so. And so All right, Leora is waving her hand. Leora, let's start with Leora.
Thanks. You may need to time cue me. I am really grateful for this call. I just, when I got your message about it, I was like, yes, please. I also want to say I invited my dear old longtime friend, Devorah, on the call, and she got on. I'm not sure how long she's been on. She's on one of
them. Welcome, Devorah.
Hi, Devorah. So she hasn't participated in your Fun Fab Fammer classes yet, and I just encourage her to connect in with the sisterhood here. So,
oh, good.
Yay.
I
am a mix of, like, completely resonating with everything you just shared, you know, ever since the 90s, doing breath work, knowing how important it is to dive in to those emotions. And definitely lately have not been, like, I love the 3-song set list to actually just make yourself go there. And I think I've almost been, I don't know, like all the trainings with you of like find your joy, do your pleasure practice, you know, trying to like find the other end of the spectrum. And so I want to just kind of say how intense things are right now. And like, I don't even know how to articulate it because it honestly feels so fucking scary on the earth right now. And I'm like, okay, just find the joy, do the pleasure. And there's a part of me that keeps getting this reality check to pay attention. And I have watched more news since Trump got elected than probably the last like 2 presidents together.
Like, we've all been sucked into the reality TV show.
I didn't worry about shit when Obama was in. I didn't pay attention. And honestly, all through the 90s as a forest activist, I was just like, save the trees, you know, be a breath worker, do all this alternative stuff because the light's going to win. The light's more powerful. We're stronger than that. That's all just taking place. It's all just the shit. Don't pay attention to it. Just keep doing what we're doing. We're powerful. We're the light. And like right now, I don't believe that. I don't fucking believe it anymore very well. Like I'm trying and I'm like, holy fuck, the dark is so fucking strong right now. And I'm just being real. Part of me wants to keep believing, but I have to, just the, what I see going on and like, I don't want to like get too conspiracy theory, but fucking some of the conspiracy theory shit is fucking real. It's not conspiracy.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's real. And the plans that they're making are real. And I started watching some YouTube videos. I mean, these fires just, so first of all, I just kind of recovered from like internal trauma of Las Vegas and took about 2 days where I was like, okay, I'm coming back to some joy. And then I was driving to Sierra Foothills to go to the hot springs with a friend. And then the fire started. I was watching them the whole drive. And I spent two days at the hot springs watching all my friends and all their evacuation notices, because that's my hometown, you know? Yeah. So I did have a really good cry on the couch. And then, you know, people were in the kitchen going, this is rural cleansing, da-da-da-da-da, like all this level of talk of like, this was no accident kind of talk. And so I'm like, holy fuck, what's going on? And then I was checking out like Agenda 21, United Nations, 1992, United Nations. I mean, I graduated in environmental studies in 1990. And in 1992, I guess I just found out the last few days that they passed a thing about, you know, that they have under the guise of sustainable development. And it's just their plan to get everyone out of the rural communities into the cities so they could decrease world population and control the people. And I'm like, this stuff is fucking in print. It's in print. It's not conspiracy. It's fucking real. And I don't know what to do with this. I'm like, what do we really do with this? Is it enough to just like hula hoop?
It's a good start.
So this has been kind of sinking in the last few days. And then I'm staying temporarily. I'm kind of closing my eyes because the sun is really intense. But I...
And just, you know, you're at 4 minutes. So
okay.
Okay.
So I'm staying at this place where a book jumped off the bookshelf and I was looking for something light and fluffy. And the book that jumped off the bookshelf is called Isabella, which is a name that calls to me for reasons. And it happened to have the subtitle From Auschwitz to Freedom. And it's a woman's account. I mean, it sucked me in, like sucked me in. And it's a woman's account of being a teenager taken to Auschwitz who survived. And I'm sitting there reading of her watching her mom get taken away and her brothers and sisters that got thrown in the fire. And I'm like, and I'm reading Agenda 21 and watching videos about the FEMA camps. So I just want to say there's some fucking shit going on and I need to know for real, like what my role is. And do I just take myself out of that? Like, I just got a nanny position that I think I'm going to take. I'm going to be just playing with kids and teaching ice skating this winter. And like,
great.
Yeah, I got that job today. My old friend runs the winter ice arena in Walnut Creek and she's going to hire me to teach. So
beautiful.
It's, thank you. You know, it's like, I feel like I'm being taken into this little family realm and there goes my ding. So yeah, can you address all that? Because I think we need to pay attention to the seriousness of what's happening without getting, you know,
caught
too freaked out.
Yeah. Right. Right. Awesome. Ooh, let's all take a deep breath on that.
I could try to ignore it, you know, but I can't anymore, really.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a firm believer that, again, where attention goes, energy flows. And there is some very real shit out there. There's some very real shit. And at the same time, we are powerful reality creators. We, each one of us on this planet, create a collective reality and an individual reality, right? So what you're seeing, it's almost like, I don't remember who said this, but it's almost like what you're seeing was yesterday's thought consciousness.
Right. But I've been saying the same exact thing since the 90s and feeling like all us light workers, if we just keep our attention and keep, you know, we're going to create the new world. And then 2012 came and went and it's 2017.
Well,
so I'm like,
yeah,
for real? Are we really doing it?
We are. And here's why. And I'll share this. And this is for everybody. So I realized recently that I was living in the drama triangle, and I can't remember who.
I remember that.
Yeah, right. And so I think I've shared this with you, but this is really a good reminder. And what the drama triangle is, any drama that's in life is based on the drama triangle, which is that there has to be a perpetrator, so there can be victims, and then a rescuer. Right? And you just sort of ping, ping, ping around. You either the perpetrator, the victim, the rescuer, and you're bouncing around from one to the other at some point. But many of us enter the drama triangle as one or the other. Like for me, rescuer was like my thing. It's like, if I can rescue all those victims and I will feel good and I will take down that perpetrator, right? Because that perpetrator is bad and I got to do something about that. And that fueled my life. It fueled my life. It fueled my mission. It fueled my business. It fueled almost every single thing that I stood for. Until I realized that actually there is no, if I'm going to remove myself from the drama triangle, which is a choice that I really desired to make, then I had to be very clear that there is no perpetrator. There is no victim. And therefore, there's nobody needs to be rescued. And it was really painful because once I understood that, I felt I had no purpose on this planet. What do you mean? If there's nobody to rescue, then why am I even here? What do I even do with myself? Like, there's got to be a perpetrator. It says I got to save somebody so I can feel good about myself, so I can be in the drama triangle, so I can feel purposeful. And the world is built on this drama triangle. But truly, if I really believe, and I do believe, and I know many of you probably share this at least partially, everything is God, right? God is in this stupid little Q-tip. God is in this box that like computer's sitting on. God is in the leaf. God is in the cell. Like God, it's like there's like the energy, the essence of oneness is everywhere. And there is a divine plan bigger than this, everything that we might be creating on a human scale. And that doesn't mean that it's not actually physically happening or that we can love and light, spiritual bypass, like not, right? Like, cause that can be, that's a razor's edge sometimes. But it means we get to create the world that we want to see. And when I unplugged, well, I like to call it dirty fuel. I was running myself on dirty fuel, meaning I was, my mission, while seemingly altruistic to save women from the patriarchy, right? And that's good, right? But really, not really, because it was me trying to validate myself in some way based on a lie that seems very real and is very real on the microcosm, right? When we're just, but it's not. And when I unplugged and thought, God, actually, there is no perperpetrator. Well, what does that mean? Then why? Wow, and who am I? And oh, yeah, right. And I had to like work that out. That was a process. But I started to realize, because I stopped looking for what was wrong. And all of a sudden, a miracle is the definition of a miracle, according to the Course in Miracles, is a change in perspective, right? So where I was looking down the barrel of what's wrong and who's responsible and how can I fix this, and I let go of that, I immediately started visibly seeing in my sphere all of the things that actually were working and were right. I started connecting with groups that are building the new economies. I started seeing books. I started finding books that were written all about this consciousness. Oh, there's a 5 more minute mark, so I'll just wrap this up and then we'll move on. All of what I didn't think was actually happening and what I was yearning for, I got to actually become aware of that it is happening. And now I'm very clear that even though there's still all this fucking shit that's churning, the new world is in action. The new world is here now. It is here now. And there's tons of amazing people creating it. There's tons of efforts happening. There's so much love and so much good on this planet that is the light winning.
Well, probably you know me of anyone that I've immersed myself in all those communities as a total freaking gypsy that's seen all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess because I've seen all that since the 90s rising, and I saw it rising in the 2000s, and I saw it rising toward 2012, and mm-hmm. that where we sit now, I mean, I could trust that what's going on now in some way is just like the darkest dark before the dawn. Like it got really fucking darker. Excuse mm-hmm. my French, but mm-hmm. you know, yeah. On the other hand, I kind of do go like, okay, yeah, whatever. Because I've seen all that. I mean, I could go up to Grass Valley and freaking dance with a whole bunch of super conscious tribe, you know, or go into Oakland and dance with my conscious tribe. And then I could, you know, then there's another massacre.
Right. And exactly. And Leora, this is where I'm going to bring back the coaching I gave you a long time ago. You can easily get caught in your spin, and this is where you need to check. Mm-hmm. In those moments where there's another massacre or another fire or another traumatic event, the best thing you can do for yourself and the planet is to stop spinning and do not engage and hold that frequency.
Yeah.
They
all just touched closer to home this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. I hear that. It is darkest before the dawn, and it's impacting us more and more and more. It is. And it's
almost to the point where I feel like I am being called out to be that quote rescuer, or that, like, I'm confused a little bit, like mm-hmm. between the activist rescuer me, or just be aware but take no action and just stay kind of hidden and happy, you know?
You get to be both. Good. You get to be both, but you get to be both when you're not trying to be the rescuer, right? You get to be your beautiful light being self. And that is going to be the model. And that will show you what the next best action is. And you may be doing this, and I'm going to encourage more of it. I want you to pray more. Right?
Yeah, I have been.
Call more prayer, more connection with your higher guides, more connection with spirit. Ask, as a forester, go sit with the trees and have them tell you what they need from you.
Yeah,
that's what we need. And turn off the fucking news and go listen to the trees.
I could have told you that.
I know. Well, hey, you should, so I could give you what you would give me, so we can. Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing yourself and all that is up for you. All right.
You're welcome.
Cool. All right. Who has next? You can just unmute yourself. That's probably the easiest. So I figure out how to what the star, whatever is. I get confused between these systems. Anyone else want to speak what you're feeling and share something with us? Get support. If I can see you, you can wave. If I can't see you, you just unmute yourself. All right, Anne-Marie. There you go.
Perfect. Hey, I just, I'm here mostly to hold space, and I just wanted to comment and really send love to everyone. Sending love to you, Leora. And I'm here on this call, especially for you. I know you reached out or tagged me or something, and I'm just like, thank you. Thank you. Because this is, this is a time when it is overwhelming with news. And I've used Facebook to, you know, really see who's putting things out there, who needs the connection right now. And I saw that with you, and I was happy that we could be on this call together. And I just want to say, you are, this is me speaking personally, like to you, you're such a beautiful light and example. And I know, and so for me, it's beautiful to see me or see you doing what you do. And I'm talking about like being the light. It encourages me. And then when I do things that I put myself out there and I'm like, I'm just going to be the light. And then other people say to me, oh my gosh, you've inspired me to do this. Like, you did it, so now I can do it. And I'm thinking in this moment, you know, like, it didn't come from just anywhere. It's like, Sierra, you putting these circles together, all of you, every one of you women on this call, Leora, you especially, like, I just really, I admire you being who you are and, you know, doing just being that and being the love and being the light. And so I get it. So that's really what I wanted to reflect. And thank you, Sierra, and everyone for being here and being able to hold a space for each other. So
thank you, Emery.
Thanks, Emery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Awesome. So anything that's feeling heavy in your heart, also celebrations are welcome. Any guidance you may request, or if you have a reflection, and it doesn't have to be around the state of the world. I mean, that's tonight's topic as a guideline, but if there's something else that's more pressing, a relationship concern, a motherhood concern, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the phones, they might need to know that. I think they could unmute with star six.
Oh, okay, thank you. Star six, thank you.
If you're on a phone.
Yeah, if you're on a phone, you can unmute with star six. Oh, there's a hand. Oh,
hello?
Okay. Hello, yes. Hi, who's this?
It's Annie. How are you?
Oh, hey, Annie.
Hi.
So good to hear you. Welcome, darling.
Thank you. Mm. I wanted to follow up with like what I feel is going on right now. Mm. And I don't watch the news, so I absolutely agree. Stay away from it as much as possible. And what I would say, and what I'm trying to do myself, is just vibrating. We're all energy beings. Everything is energy. So simply vibrating at a higher vibrational level is enough. Because when we walk around on Gaia, when we walk around people, we don't have to say words. We don't have to have actions. We simply have to vibrate at a higher level of vibration that they can feel the love and light easily without having to. And if they can't, it means they're still working through some stuff. And that's okay. Everybody is at their place wherever they need to be. And Gaia is transitioning. She's becoming a 5D Earth. And all this purging is going on, whether it be karmic on a personal level or on a earthly level where she has to transcend. So we're all feeling it. I've been drained for weeks now, and it's just because I know I'm up leveling in vibration, and my body is changing. I'm becoming more of a light person, light being. But it's hard because we're feeling all these emotions that come with that. And processing is not easy. This is something we have never undergone on Earth before.
Yeah.
And it's so big that we're like, what do we do with this? You know? And it's just going to take us, you know, having a tribe. And to me, that's the biggest struggle, is finding people that understand how I speak and understand what I'm feeling and vibrating. And the world is waking slowly, but it's so slow that when you're already like awake, it's like, oh, how much longer? How much longer, you know? And so it's frustrating, you know, because I would love for us to be, you know, all love and light all the way through, and everybody helps everybody, and everybody lives communally, and everybody shares, and we get this world that's the way it's supposed to be. But unfortunately, we're going through the purging parts right now. But you know, holding space is beautiful, and it's great that you put this call together, and that, you know, everybody can come together and feel the energy, because that's what we share constantly, is energy. And so we just have to hang in there. And you know, and some things are man-inflicted, fires, shootings, but it's all karma playing itself out in a really rapid rate, more than we've ever seen before.
Yeah.
Trump, that's karma being played out. You know, we have to wake up. And unfortunately, sometimes the only way to wake up is to plunge everybody into darkness, so that they can, because only when you have darkness can you reflect the light, can you see the light. So without darkness, there would be no contrast, no mirror. So it's an unfortunate process, but I think, you know, it's what's coming is beautiful. And also, you know, like parallel realities, if you don't have to live on this plane, like I personally don't indulge in what goes on in this world. I try to stay somewhere on a different parallel reality, so that I don't have to deal with that stuff, because it's not stuff that I want to deal with. It's not going to help me in any way. So, you know, I'm compassionate, loving, caring, do everything I can do, but I also don't engage in that lower level vibration. And it's helpful because it, you know, if not, you become overwhelmed, you know?
Yes.
So I think I can piggyback off that.
All right. Perfect.
Because, well,
and just say your name for those who are on the
I'm
phone.
I'm Crystal. Can't
see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crystal Rose. Mm-hmm. And, I definitely feel that have been in that incubation, like purging, in the muck, probably more than not in the last couple of months, and maybe into like a year actually, since I've been physically had some challenges that I think are all related to this purging, this healing that, you know, we're all pointing to right now. This, we're all having to, well, maybe not all of us, but I know I have definitely had to face head on deep pains and wounds that I've had through my life. And I do feel like this is like incubation. This is like metamorphosis. This is transformation. And it is rough, but somehow I know that there's, you know, this magical, you know, organism that's coming out on the other end from this. I must know. I must believe that. No, I really do though, with all my being, that, that's what's happening. But, you know, and the details, I mean, I'm sure we're all like feeling in the muck around a lot of things, not just what we're seeing outside of ourselves, but with that being challenged inside our, you know, in our own, I guess just journey, our own position within our own evolution. So I just feel like I'm healing so much, and I have cried and like really let go of so much anger that I did not even know I had. And so, yeah, I'm with you, sister. I'm with all of you guys. And I appreciate that this is available, that you made this available for all of us to come together and commune around what we're all part of right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you, Crystal. Yeah. Yeah. And thank you, Annie, once again. That's I like to use the word initiation, right? We are in a deep initiation. If any of you have ever looked at or studied Barbara Marks Hubbard's work, barbaramarkshubbard.com, I'll put that in the chat box. She has a couple of documentaries that talks about the, I forget the name of them, but it's about evolutionary, it's all about evolution. And she talks about the nature of, we are in a time, there's been multiple periods of time over billions of years where we went from having, you know, like little creatures came out of the, you know, from, or like the Big Bang, like from nothing to boom, the Big Bang, and then all of a sudden planet Earth, and then from no life on planet Earth to life on planet Earth, and then from the next evolution from life as little sea creatures to walking, or, you know, and it's a cyclical time, and we are in that time. We're in the time of conscious evolution is the brand. And it is, evolution is by nature chaotic. It's by nature chaotic, because if it didn't force, evolution is not going to happen without something stirring that's strong enough to create that boom evolution. And so it can feel incredibly tumultuous, incredibly intense, incredibly trying, incredibly initiating. And yet we are evolving, and that this is the natural process. And so I think when we can be aware that this is it and not get taken out or taken down by the process of evolution, but yet take heart in knowing that this is what evolution looks like. Fortunately, unfortunately, the good, the bad, the ugly, that we are evolving. And women like us who are committed to our growth, who are committed to being a model and being a light and our divine feminine, nurturing divine feminine, and still loving our divine masculine and calling both up into balance and all the ways that we're doing the work. We are the leaders. We are the ones that others are going to look to, and we are the ones that we are going to survive. It is the survival of the fittest in this evolutionary process, and we are evolving, and we're going to make it to the other side. Not everyone's going to make it. Not everyone's going to make it. I think it's Yogi Bhajan that said something along the lines of, there's like three kinds of people. There's those who are, I'm going to mess it up now, but essentially the essence of it is there's those that are living in the fear, right? And then there's those that are living in the love, and then there's those that got their boots and backpacks on and they're marching, right? And we got our boots and our backpacks on and we're marching. And sometimes it feels like an uphill march, and those backpacks are heavy and those boots are hot, and it can feel really uncharted territory. And you know, it's fear or love. We choose fear or love. We choose love. Love is going to win. Love is winning. Love is going to win. But each are equally as powerful. And not everybody is going to make it through this evolutionary jolt. it's just not happening. And unfortunately, karma is well built in. I love that you brought that forward, Annie. I'm really looking at karma in many, many respects recently. It's come into my field again. It is just karma. And it's energy burn off from whatever, from past histories, this lifetime or past lifetimes. And it's big. It's big. So, but it's an evolutionary time, and that's what it looks like. It's a forced evolution, and here we are. So
can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
just real quick. Also, it doesn't take all of mankind to shift. It only takes a certain number to actually create that vibration to shift to, like, to five dimension, to the fifth dimension. So just like the 100th monkey, right? When the 100th monkey changed, all the monkeys changed, right? So
yeah.
So it's not like we need every single person. We only need enough people that vibrate at the high level to transform the world. So we don't need every Joe and Susie, you know? So if we have a core of strong women, strong men in this world that are willing to put in the energy, we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, mama to that. Yep, exactly. Yeah. Yep. It just takes the core group of enough frequency to shift the whole frequency. Yeah. Thank you, Annie. You're so wise. Such a wise woman. I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks.
There's so many wise women here. I love that. Louise, how are you, my dear? All the way from Australia. Long time no see, sister.
I'd like to share something.
Sure.
So
and just speak your name for those on the phones because they can't see you. Yeah.
Yes. See me this here.
I love.
I'm from Yugoslavia and I came to LA 10 years ago. And I came for year before I came, I broke both arms, both legs, almost died. Brought back, learned to walk. So I was like spiritually searching something. So I came to LA and started doing all the meditations. And I'm talking about the world like Russia, you know, like there is no spirituality. There was like religion killed long ago, the revolution, a lot. So I came to America to search for that. And doing all Vipassanas, Ho'oponopono, you name it. There is nothing I have not done. Tantra teacher, blah, blah, blah. So what I'm saying, last year, for the first time, I was able to go back to Yugoslavia and go travel further. And all this time, I'm learning here everything, and I'm sure that it's like new information for the rest of the world. And when I went last year, I was amazed how all of the world, like you just, Annie, spoke about 100 monkeys, it's already happening. Nobody wants us to know. You guys looking at the Facebook and media controlled by CNN or five guys, but I speak like 10 languages. I go every day on the other country's sites. It is happening. This wave of spiritual awakening is happening. I was amazed how like Italy, all these retreats, Russia, Deva Primalan meet and goes there, and everybody stand up without knowing any language, any mantra, singing along. Like I have a tears, how touching is that? Every country, it's rising up. It is happening. And I have to look there and like, oh my God, 5 years ago, there was nothing, zero of vegans, spiritual meditation, yoga, you name it. Here in America, Berkeley, Los Angeles, of course, it was the epicenter of all of that. But now everywhere, every country, go to Arabian Emirates. I know people who, Hannah, bringing their retreat meditation. Any Muslim country, it's there. It's happening. Veganism, like, it is happening, guys.
Thank you for some perspective.
Yes. Hey, mama.
Spiritual awakening.
Yay.
Just wanted to say that.
Oh, thank you, Trinity. Thank you. Yes. That feels really good to hear. Really good to hear. Yay. Yay, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're being it. We're being it. Oh, awesome.
So I just want to thank Trinity for that perspective because, I mean, that's the way I've felt for a long time. It's happening. We're doing it. And that's just from being in California. So obviously if someone's traveled that much and lived in other countries to see it, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little jaded, right? I am. I'm a little jaded right now. I'm a little like, what do you mean? I was talking about 100th monkey in the 90s. What are you talking about? That's no new concept. Like I've been vibrating one of the 100 monkeys. I've been one of the 100 monkeys for a long time now. Like, where's the rest of them?
I know. Well, you got to remember, Leora, and this is really important for you, that just, you know, you're ahead of your time, and that can be, as a pioneer, It can be painful to wait for the rest of the world to catch up.
And, fuck yeah.
But you got to get excited. Like, and I hear you. I'm like, sometimes I think I'm so far ahead of the curve, and then I think I'm behind because everybody's lapped, you know? So, and there's something really powerful about, like, yeah, I understand the moment didn't get jaded. Like, the other day I went to a women's group and I was like, oh, another women's group. Everybody's just doing the same women's group. I've been in the women's empowerment field for 15 plus years, blah, 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 which I'm sure all my gather the women ladies could say the same about me, you know, them. But I went and I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter. Every evolution, every incarnation has the next level of enlightenment attached to it. And it doesn't matter how long, you know, think about, you know, the suffragettes are thinking, you know, God, they think probably so great that we've come this far and we're still got the ways to go, right? So it's like incremental. And yet it also is good to know that you are a pioneer and don't ever lose sight of that and don't get disheartened by that. All of us here, all of us here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, being a pioneer through the 90s and 2000s, you know, following on the hippies of the 60s, and then seeing the young people, like the ones that are like 25 to 35 now, and I actually feel like I'm behind the curve from where they are. When I hang out with them, I'm like, they know a certain frequency that most of us, I don't think, know. Mm. Like, and maybe not all of them, but there are ones that I hang out with in their young 20s, late 20s that are on a frequency that is very different. You know, they're the indigo kids. I see it. They know it. I'll be like, how do you know that? They're like, I'm an indigo kid. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay. You're right. You are. And so, you know, I've seen this evolution from my generation to who's the next now. And then bad shit happens and I go, well, what the fuck? Because I thought we came further than this. You know, I guess that's where I'm at, is like what I've seen and what I've felt and what I see happening in the conscious community. I thought we were further than what's manifesting on the earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wah. Well, love that. Love that.
Yeah.
And yeah. Love
it felt
that.
Good to just say that.
Yeah. And we are in many ways, and sometimes we're not, right? I mean, just like we think we've overcome a situation and then it shows up when we go back and visit our parents, right? And we're like, I thought I was, like the other day, yesterday, I was in a workshop. Something that I thought I had healed completely showed up in a witnessing space. And I was like, wow, okay, there's more. There's more. And that's okay. That's okay. Trinity.
I'd like to add something else. Mm-hmm. I've been speaking for the world, just living in other countries and being and traveling constantly. You have to remember they want you to feel this way, Leora.
Yeah.
They want you to be in fear. Everything you see here, even through Facebook, unfortunately in this country, is manipulated. The Vegas shooting, the killings, like fires, yes, of course, there is something you saw and it's devastating. But someone who's seen death, and some of you know my childhood story, seriously, like from any of that, you can get stronger in terms of vibration. You have to remember that a lot of what you see, your reality is manipulated to keep you in the lower vibrations. Traveling, the best way to keep your hopes up and, you know, to get outside of this box, America. I swear. I'm sorry for...
Thank you.
I sound whatever, nationalist, whatever I sound. There is a part of it too, in terms of, as a people, you just asleep in terms of GMO, obesity, propaganda of the food, propaganda, brainwashing. To us from other countries, it's so clear. It's so clear what they do to you. The pharmaceutical, you have to... Get out of that mind. Like, again, is the best way. Traveling is the best way. You just remember, whatever you feel, somebody wants you to feel that way.
Mm.
Like, because it's control when you're in fear. It's easy to show you mass shooting so you don't go to concert anymore. You don't go to Vegas. I know you want to put your boots and go fight, but that energy also, nothing is, it's not like nothing is happening to fight for. It's like, I'm exaggerating a little bit and my English, you know, still like, cannot clearly express, but there is something wants you to feel that rage, you know, and maybe that's not what you need to feel right now. the only, somebody just mentioned, the higher vibration is the only way. And even rage, even warrior, it's, trust me, I fought for everything in this life since my childhood. From women's rights, for human rights, for lesbian, for black, for gay, whatever you name it. That vibration is not the answer. And somebody wants you to feel that vibration. Fear, apathy, with your antidepressants, with your food, with your GMO. Somebody wants you to keep on that level. Because it's easy to control you.
Well, what happens then? Thank you for that. And I get the difference between the vibration, the high vibration, and the vibration of warrior and fighting and like that us versus them. And in the 90s, I was in that more. And then I came more the spiritual route and more like, oh, if we just feel it on the inside and we can melt this down, I could melt down Trump. I could melt down wars. I could just do the feeling part and keep the vibration high. And it's almost like the scales tip to where, yeah, they want us to feel the fear. So, okay, don't feel the fear. But like, it's almost like there's a little reality check of some sort going on that's not just about.
For sure.
And there's staying in a higher frequency. There's still, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I think the reality check is the choices we make every day. It's like, okay, how can I be different in this moment? How can I choose to spend my time, spend my energy, spend my resources? What am I investing in, both emotionally, energetically, or even physically? Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah, like, okay, the reality is Monsanto is out there poisoning us. So don't buy that shit. Do whatever you can to not buy that shit. Right, proverbial and physically, right? Like, not buying it. Hashtag not buying it, right?
<That's great. laughs> Yeah. I can still, you know, send my love to Puerto Rico and money if I can, you know, but I'm not vibrating with that. You can do all the work, but from different point of vibration, I'd say.
Yeah. Beautiful. I want to hear from Luis. I know, Luis, you put some beautiful things in the comments here. Would you mind sharing your beautiful wisdom?
I will unmute.
Yes.
Yeah, this is very interesting. I did get an email that I was checking and I thought, oh, I think maybe the time here is the time that this is on. So I've come in at the end, obviously, but it's really great to hear all you young women. I feel like I'm handing the baton on to the younger generation. My son in his mid-40s and my grandchildren who are 17 and 20 and beautiful. And I really feel that it's great to have a long-range perspective now on life. I've spent many decades watching the passing parade of events, sometimes often getting caught up in it, and then coming to realize that I am here for me. I'm on my spiritual journey, and what everybody here I think is saying is each of us does our best to follow our guidance, to live the best we can through all the challenges. And challenges are there to motivate us. For goodness sake, if we didn't have them, we would just not be as motivated to keep going. So I've been looking for positive organizations. And I think every time someone does what is positive, or when I do something that's positive, I take away that pressure cooker feeling about events I cannot, you know, physically control. And I've been looking into the Australian Red Cross, Tree Sisters, who want to plant 1 billion trees around the equator, a lot of environmental groups, a lot of spiritual groups. And I'm catching what Trinity says just by looking at things on the computer. All around the world, people are realizing we're in this shift. We are all here to make that little difference that is actually for us the only difference. Because if I do it personally, then that maze, that quicksand, whatever you want to call it, that tries to suck me in, isn't going to get a hold on me. So I do appreciate you, Sierra. I know I haven't been keeping in touch, but I have been watching. And, you know, you are a model of a woman who is around the age of my son. And all of you, well, the saying that I like is, we are each perfect for what we have come to do. And I see each effort being made by all you younger women being what I have so wanted to see. You know, like my legacy as a hippie in the 60s coming out in you girls, you women, you feminine power people. And it's just like the echo of what I was learning then is now empowering younger people, men and women, now. I could go on, but I think I'll call it a day on that.
Thank you, Louise. Thank you.
Oh, yay, Louise. So good to see you and hear you.
Another 50 years and you'll all be laughing about how concerned we were about what was going to happen. Oh, it wasn't anything, really, was it? Dancing in a circle around the planet going like, yay.
Oh, such a much needed perspective. Thank you.
Well, I'll just tell you this little joke that I heard in a workshop recently. And just for something lighthearted, there are two things that people don't like. One is change, and the other is the way things are.
What do we do?
Okay, it's a great sense of humor.
That's so great.
I like it here.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for sharing that, my beautiful friend, and for being here. So good to see you and to hear you and to have your wisdom represented here. Thank you. All right. Well, we're approaching the 90-minute mark. So I think we'll probably complete on that light note, that lighthearted note. That feels like a perfect place to end. So next week, again, I will be back here. I'll be announcing it. Most of our conversations will happen in the Fun Fab Femme Girlfriends group. So if a friend invited you to this, make sure I'll put the link. Actually, I'll just put it right here. It's, but it's facebook.com/groups/ FFF girlfriends. So I'll put that on in a second. And then I'll be inviting you. If you're on my list, you'll get an email. If you're in the girlfriends group, you'll get a Facebook. If you somehow found this through my wall or something, get in the girlfriends group, because that'll be the main portal for us to stay connected. This is not I'm not looking to opt you into anything, build an email list with this. I just want us to have a easy weekly connection point for us to come together and have these discussions and hear these different perspectives and wisdom and help us all feel better about whatever it is that's yearning and aching and up for us. So come back next week and let's see. Another announcement is Rano and I are actually been invited to teach and speak at this cool new university up in the Redwoods. It's called the 1440 Multiversity. And there's a retreat that we're putting on. It's based in our Fun, Fabulous, and Feminine teachings, but it's kind of open to be created for whoever shows up. So if you're feeling a need to get out and be in the Redwoods and connect with Rano and I and have some fun and be empowered and shift out of whatever you want to shift out and shift into whatever you want to shift into, come play with us. I can share more about that. But it's lifestylized.com/1440retreat. So there's information on that. And next week, I thought maybe the topic would be about how do we create more support in our lives around this. And support and both sustainability, meaning energy-wise, in your life to manage all of this energy. And if there's a different topic that feels more appropriate, I may switch that. But that's what was brewing from some of the topics that were requested the list that I've been inviting people. So thank you so much, everybody, for being here. I think I'll find a way to post this recording. So if you, a friend, you know a friend that really needs to hear this, or you want to go back and listen to a part of it, or just hear the beautiful wisdom that was shared as a reminder, I'll probably have a link with the ongoing recordings from these that you can just access. I'm going to figure out some of my structures moving forward. But in the meantime, hope that you felt heartened. Love to see you dialogue on the Fun Fab Girlfriends page, hear what maybe has come from this, and see you next week at the same time and same dial-in, same Zoom conference. So thank you so much, everybody, for being here. So much appreciate. I'm going to put that link in the notes now. I can't really talk and type at the same time. Mm-hmm. I need a scribe. Crystal, you're usually good at that for me. So awesome.
Thanks, Sierra. Thank you, Sierra. Everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, awesome. Sisters.
Thank you.
Thank you
a lot.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Hey,